The lawyer of Laszlo Chattery said he died in hospital over the weekend after contracting pneumonia. His death came as a setback for Holocaust survivors seeking some justice. Chattery was allegedly involved in the deportations of as many as 15,700 Jews to death camps in World War II from a town in present-day Slovakia. After being sentenced to death in absentia in 1948, he made it to Canada, where he lived and worked as an art dealer before being stripped of his citizenship in the 1990s. He returned to Hungary, where he lived calmly for years. Prosecutors only began investigating his case in late 2011 after pressure from the Nazi hunting Simon Wiesenthal Center. Chattery was eventually charged with involvement and assisting the deportations in 1944 of Jews from a ghetto in Kassa, now known as Košice. Some questioned whether it was fair to prosecute a frail elderly man. However, Simon Wiesenthal Center director Efraim Surov believes it's never too late for justice to be done.
Old age should not afford protection to people who committed such heinous crimes. The fact that someone reaches the age of 90 doesn't turn a mass murderer or multiple murderer into a righteous Gentile.
Till the last moment, Chattery maintained his innocence. The case came at a time of concern within the Catholic Church about rising anti-Semitism in Hungary, which was a close ally of Nazi Germany during World War II. Hungarian Cardinal Peter Erde made it a point to participate in the annual Budapest March of the Living to remember the Holocaust, in which 600,000 Hungarian Jews were among those who died. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.